A reefer is another word for a joint. More slang that means the same thing is spliff, doobie, fatty, pinner, cone, and left-handed cigarette. If you're a Spanish learner like me, try saying saque el gallo to a friend from Sonora, or people from central Mexico might call it a Flavio.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man?
Reefer man!
Have you ever met that funny reefer man?
A warning, dear listener, that you're going to hear some swearing and cursing at times, and that government-funded research has found that there's a positive link between profanity and honesty. Welcome to the Primer for Reefer Growing Madness, a production of KJZZ's Here Arizona podcast unit. I'm your host, Matt Casey. Get set for a crash course on marijuana terminology you'll hear in this podcast. We'll also go over the genetic makeup of the plants I watched grow. Let's start with some often used words in commercial weed marketing that you may have already heard, indica and sativa. They're names for varieties of the marijuana plant. Think of indica and sativa like umbrella terms to describe the effects from smoking the plant's buds or nugs.
So sativas are the type of cannabis plant that grows around the equator, right? And so it's like hot, humid climates.
Meet Caleb Counts, CEO of Connected Cannabis, the sister brand of Alien Labs. He's talking about all things weed at Walter Studios in downtown Phoenix. Companies like his can't make money cultivating pure sativas because the plants take longer to grow, they get too big, and they're ugly compared to what's widely considered pretty pot.
On the other hand, indica, cannabis indica, was grown in really arid climates, like desert climates, right? And so those were smaller, more compact plants. That's where the density came and the purple coloring came.
Crossbreeding an indica with a sativa creates another term used in marijuana marketing, hybrid. The practice enables commercial production. It also led to weed having stronger and diverse effects.
We want the larger yield of the sativa plant, but we want the beautiful and compact, you know, nature of the purple buds from the indica plant. And so, yes, they've all been hybridized at this point.
So why is marijuana still labeled sativa or indica? The short answer is different fragrant oils called terpenes.
I haven't had this strain in a while either, so it'll be fun.
Marijuana buds shake in a display container as Ashley Fagans holds the open top up to her nose. She just said another important word, strain. There are thousands of named marijuana strains, each distinguished by look, smell, and effects. The weed Fagans is holding is called Devil Driver. It's grown by the Giving Tree Dispensary, where we sit in a room Fagans uses to teach pot classes. She passes the container to PR agent Kaylee Erickson.
This one smells almost sweeter than the last one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting more herbal from this one than I did in the other one. Yeah.
So that one, you're going to get those notes from like linalool in there that's bringing out that like sweet lavender herbaceousness. And then there's also a little bit of limonene in there to give that citrus kind of bright pop.
Limonene and linalool are examples of terpenes. So are myrcene and pinene. The dominant terpenes in a marijuana strain determine its primary effects. Since all strains are hybrids, an uplifting and cerebral high leans more sativa, while a body buzz and feeling sleepy are linked to indicas. Marijuana criminalization prevented research that could scientifically explain why. So much of what is relied on regarding the effects of marijuana is subjective.
But we'll have people where they'll smoke the exact same strain and it hits a little different. Like I had guava tangy the other day and it made me super hungry. And then, you know, a coworker had it and she was like, oh, it just made me sleepy and go to bed. So it's the way your body's processing everything.
We all have an endocannabinoid system that regulates and controls many critical body functions, such as learning and memory. Inhaling marijuana smoke sends cannabinoids such as THC, the main psychoactive ingredient in weed, and CBD, sold in just about every convenience store ever, into the bloodstream. Fagans says our bodies receive cannabinoids in a similar way as the endocannabinoids we already make.
And those terpenes act as little boosters for lack of a better word, when mixed together with that, they bring about like a symphony effect. Like if you go and you're listening to a classical orchestra, right, and you're missing, you know, your strings, it is not going to sound as beautiful and well-rounded as if you had those strings present.
This is also called the entourage effect of smoking pot. You can contrast it with the discrete THC vape pens and gummies that just have the high-inducing cannabinoid. Fagans says dispensary customers are typically in one of three categories: people on a tight budget, occasional splurgers mostly looking for deals like buy one, get one free, and connoisseurs. The latter typically buys Alien Labs because of a crack-the-seal wow factor that gives it top-tier status.
Their care from, like, you know, clone to sale is just impeccable, where they're, like, ensuring that that product is going to be super fresh.
Reefer Growing Madness isn't just following marijuana plants from clone to sale. My original pitch was to stop with the harvest. Then my boss said it would leave you, dear listener, hanging. So we're going all the way to smoke and ashes. The strain in question is a new genetic, often called a phenotype. Let's go back to Walter Studios and talk about breeding pot.
If you don't know me, my name's Ted Leidy. I'm the founder of Alien Labs. I started Alien Labs back in 2014.
Leidy and Caleb Counts, the other half of this live conversation, work together. Research and development are their specialty. They regularly breed phenotypes. Introducing a strain that becomes a consumer hit creates brand identity. Doing so is hit and miss given the subjectiveness of how marijuana makes people feel.
And then we got Spectrum coming out here in December, which is Skittles times RS-11.
Let's translate what you just heard, starting with that last abbreviation. RS-11 stands for Rainbow Sherbet Number 11. The brand name candy I'm not repeating is also a strain name. For legal reasons, it's referred to as Z in Arizona. Also, the presence of the letter Z in a strain name identifies Z as one of the parents. Let's listen to Leidy again.
And then we got Spectrum coming out here in December, which is Skittles times RS-11.
So Spectrum, with a Z, is a phenotype from parent strains Z and RS-11. Spectrum plants are what I watched grow at the Alien Labs indoor farm in West Phoenix, which can yield tons of weed per year.
You don't know the power of reefer growing madness.
Music thumps as workers with lab coats, hairnets, and gloves hang branches decorated by mature marijuana buds upside down on a giant drying rack. Harvests are regular here. They come at the end of the flowering stage. It's sort of like the equinox in terms of light and dark hours. Many more plants new to the flowering phase grow down the hall, where the people leading this farm are about to get to work. Alexander Lawrence is the assistant general manager.
We're going to be spreading a fresh room, many different terms, scrogging, spreading, trellising.
These rooms are made noisy by fans, humidity control gadgets, and the farm's irrigation system. Trellising means using plastic netting as a framework to support the plants. The goal is to make a solid, plain canopy of marijuana flowers, says General Manager Bruno Gagliardi.
Right, so we're just trying to open the plant up, right? It's going to have the natural tendency to just kind of grow straight up. What we want to do is train it.
For both of them, the chance to do hands-on cultivation is rare.
You get a good feel for the plant and the stage that it's in, especially when we have nice plants that have these tender branches.
Gagliardi and Lawrence must communicate constantly. Notebooks and spreadsheets are planners to weave new strains in with fan favorites and maintain the harvest cadence. Market feedback determines what the bosses tell Gagliardi and Lawrence to grow. They then execute.
A lot of like the behind the scenes kind of Wizard of Oz kind of stuff that happens, like that's more of like our side by side.
The conversation drifts to the parent strains of Spectrum. Gagliardi and Lawrence also grow RS-11 and Z among dozens of other genetics. So what if you bought a jar of both, rolled some of each strain in a reefer, and burned it down?
Could they expect to have an experience sort of like what the Spectrum's going to have?
No. Yeah, no, that would be... that kind of comes down to the how genetics and breeding work, right? So the product that you get in the end from crossing the two is going to be significantly different from either parent, right? Much like, you know, any child is going to be, in a lot of ways, very different from their own parents.
Lawrence explains that crossing the strains is likely an effort to get the best qualities from each.
So like mixing Skittles and RS11 actually sounds really interesting. I kind of want to try that now to see if it, like, if it comes through. But yeah, like the true cross is going to be a different like flavor makeup to get all together, I think. Like different quality too. Like we'll never understand like what all those cannabinoids do, the combination of them together, you know?
Never is a long time. But Lawrence is right about there being a vacuum of scientific research on marijuana. Dr. Sue Sisley here in Arizona works to change that particular consequence of prohibition.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? Have you ever met that funny reefer man?
Que viva reefer growing madness. Next episode, we'll go back inside the lab to meet the Spectrum clones. Now, here's my project partner, Tim Ogney, with a preview of the photo and video online for this episode.
It was unique to hear them talk so openly about the stuff that they were doing that is either questionably legal or full-on criminal activity that is now totally fine. And I think that's part of what we're doing is kind of shining a light on that and just illustrating how much that's changed. We're also talking a lot about the different kind of terminology. And throughout Alien Labs, there are a lot of places where you see these words written down, spelled out in different ways. So I'm hoping that I've captured some of that and that I can sort of put that on display so you can see where these different terms pop up in different places. This is our opportunity to really kind of set the scene and show you what this place looks like.
Reefer Growing Madness was produced and hosted by me, Matt Casey. Tim Ogney is our digital editor. Assistant News Director Lindsay C. Riley is our project editor. To see photos and other media from this episode, be sure to check out our website, rgm.kjzz.org. And thanks for listening.